News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that song, you know it's time for Monday, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. And you?
I'm pretty good. I'm excited. I don't know if you heard us talking before you got here, but we're starting a new program, a new theater in Gulf Breeze called Gulf Breeze Stage.
I was listening, yes.
So I'm super excited about that. And I hope you'll come and see us when we start performing.
Of course.
So you know some of the folks, too, just Lisa Newell, of course, we all of you in the publishing industry.
Yes.
So really excited about this.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend?
Busy.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, Friday I was at the opera fundraiser.
Oh, spotlight. How was that?
It was wonderful. We were at the Sanctuary and the artists in residence performed and did a wonderful job.
They're so good.
Yes.
I mean, they're all professionals.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You think of artists or residents, sometimes you think of students, but they're really beyond that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're real professionals.
Sing at a very high level, if that's the right expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Saturday?
Well, Saturday, I had a dilemma.
I did too, by the way.
Whether to go to the symphony or to go to cabaret.
Which is Pensacola Little Theater's big fundraiser.
Well, as you know, I've had a little trouble with a torn meniscus.
Right.
And it was feeling particularly painful.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that there's a lot of stairs to climb and things, I decided to go to the symphony and sit.
I was wondering, I went to the cabaret event and I was looking for you because I usually see you there. And I thought, I wonder where Malcolm is this year.
Well, you know, I have spies everywhere.
Uh-oh.
Nothing happens without I get to know.
Uh-oh.
And I heard that you were cutting quite a dashing figure on the dance floor.
Oh.
Tripped the light fantastic, as they say.
This band that they had, and I apologize, I should know the name, but it's the Six, oh gosh, I wish I knew their names, but they were the Six Jackets or the Six Coat. They were just fantastic, though. They were kind of reminding me of Earth, Wind, and Fire to a degree. You know, they're really horns and singing and played a lot of the songs from my era, so to speak.
So you were motivated to get up and
Well, I
dance.
Never understand when they have they've gone to the expense of having this fabulous band. They got this big dance floor. It was all decorated like the Midsummer Night's Dream, so it was very, very fantastical in the decorations. And they start playing and nobody moves, and I thought, what? Come on, people, we got a lot. So I jumped out there because I want to dance. And I've never understood at concerts when people just sit there. They just sit there. And it could be like a Jimmy Buffett concert one time. And sure, all the folks in the front, but everybody was just sitting there. I thought, what is wrong? What?
Not everybody wants to dance.
Yes, get up, dance, live a little, have fun. I can just sit at home if I want to do that. I mean, you know, get up and have fun. It was fun. So we got everybody up dancing, and it was awesome.
I heard all about your exploits. Yeah.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
I wish I'd been there. As you know, it's one of the best parties of the year.
Well, they decorate the whole place, the whole theater and the whole building, and they have all the different rooms. And this year was more of a literature romantic kind of. They had a Jane Austen room. They had Shakespeare room. My friend, shout out to Jeff Glickman, a good actor friend of mine and director. He was dressed up as Mark Twain. And I have to say, it was a little scary how much like Mark Twain he looked. When I first saw him, I didn't recognize him. And then he says, hello, Meg. And I thought, Mark Twain knows me? Wait a minute. Who is this? And so all the actors had got involved in that way. And they try to raise money for the theater to support all the shows and the things that need to be done throughout the season.
Well,
so,
I just got a text from Carrie.
Uh-oh.
You know, she listens every week.
Hi, Carrie. Shout out to Carrie.
Tell me if I did anything wrong.
Uh-huh.
But she's always very supportive.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she texted to say it's the six-piece suits.
Thank you, Carrie. It's the six-piece suits. That's it. I knew I was close.
Six-piece suits.
They're phenomenal.
That's a little tough to say.
Yes, but they're phenomenal. Yes. I cannot say enough good things about them.
I don't know how Carrie knew that. But
good for you, Carrie. Yeah. Thank you for rescuing me.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. It's a great fundraiser. And then I think Sunday I did kind of catch a little bit of basketball. I do like sports. So.
Well, of course, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
There were some Saturdays when there's nothing to do, and then there's other Saturdays when there's everything to do.
Oh, I know.
Last game of the season for the Ice Flyers, which I hated to miss also.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm. Yeah, and you've got season tickets. You're a big fan.
Yes. My good friend Greg Harris, the owner, has done an incredible job. They had record attendance for the year.
I heard that.
Yeah. So things are just going so well for the hockey team.
That's awesome.
I'm really happy because they bring so many people downtown that eat and drink and have a good time downtown.
They do. They do a great job, and a lot like the other team that does that is the Blue Wahoos, the Ice Flyers. I'm sorry, but every weekend, every game has a theme. They're always doing fun things with the kids. And your favorite's what? Is it the Wiener Dog
Wiener
race?
Dog or Small Dog. Well, now they do it twice. They call it the Small Dog Races once and the Wiener Dog Races the second time. Because it's really popular.
Yeah, of course. And then they have other themes throughout the year, Mardi Gras themes. And just
Military Nights, Blue Angels, et cetera. Yeah.
And so in doing that, everybody can participate. And even if you're not a huge hockey fan per se, I've gone to the games and had a blast. It's so much fun.
Well, I've said it many times. It is a great family night.
Right.
That's what impresses me when I sit in my seats and all around me are families having a great time.
Yeah.
Mom, dad, and kids.
Yeah.
And kids get very vocal too, and so it's just a good time.
Yeah, and the same for the Blue Wahoos in the same way. They do the same thing, and they've got the chase the mascot thing where the kids run around in the field. they do fireworks some nights in the summer. And if you look around in Pensacola, there's so much to do. But I had a chance. Someone offered me tickets for the symphony, and I really wanted to go to that. And that was at the same time. The other thing that I heard was fabulous over the weekend was Songwriters Festival is doing a super job and getting us all excited about this next upcoming Songwriters Festival here in Pensacola. And they had a thing called Picking in the Pines on Saturday.
Oh.
And that was up in Holt, where they brought in some great artists. And they had a kind of an outdoor, in the pines, in the woods kind of concert.
Hmm.
And that, I heard, was fabulous. Oh. So, I mean, there was just so much to do if you look for it. And guess where you can look for it? Let me try to help you out here.
You'll have to help me out.
Well, he is the publisher of Ballinger Publishing.
Downtown Crowd.
Thank you, sir. Because that is, I think, supposed to be what we do when you come on this show, is promote your magazines and publications.
I just thought I'd throw you off a little there.
Good luck with that.
Yes, good luck with that.
No, it's really great to have you here, Malcolm. And if you've got a question for Malcolm about any of his publications or his personal life, I mean, his good partner, Carrie, is listening. If he doesn't have the answer, she will. Just kidding, Carrie. Anyway, if you do have a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. It's Monday. Hope we can make you smile a little bit as we hang out here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing right here on News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, hanging out this morning with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm or a comment, 850-437-1620. So Malcolm publishes several magazines and publications in our area. One of my favorites is Downtown Crowd, the newspaper, which, by the way, is free, and you can pick it up just about anywhere in town. And it has all the events listed, everything that's coming up for the whole month, which is really nice.
Well, we are supposed to talk about downtown, so I want to just say that over the weekend, I walked up and down Palafox Street.
And?
It's coming along.
Oh, well, good, because I know you weren't too excited about these changes initially.
Well, I wasn't too excited about the form of the change. I thought, I've said many times, don't want to repeat it too much, but I think we could have leveraged our historical perspective, historical past on Palafox Street. But we haven't, and we're moving along fine. It needed to be done because of the wastewater problem, flooding problem, and all those terrible things. They were, I think it was on Friday, laying the tarmac. And so it's beginning to look like a street again.
I understand they planted the palm trees.
Palm trees, yeah.
Which actually I saw some pictures, really don't look bad. It looks kind of nice.
No.
I mean, it looks really, I think people are going to really like it once it's all complete.
Yeah. So at least that has a Florida feel.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we are in Florida, even though people don't think we are. I just saw a whole controversy about that online over the weekend.
But I do hope as we go along that they'll take some input from me.
So humble.
Yes. And include some historical things that can be added later.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
We have so much history here.
Yeah. I don't really want to be critical of it because, you know, I'm very high on what we're doing in Pensacola. We're moving forward. It's so much better than it in every respect. We've talked about this before. And so I don't really want to criticize progress other than really make a suggestion that our history is our calling card, and I think we need to leverage that wherever we can.
Well, absolutely. And what you were saying about the changes, when I think about when I moved here, we were just talking about that. I think I moved here around 2001, 2002. Mm. And I remember my first trip downtown, and I went, oh, boy. There was nothing.
No.
I mean, there was nothing, and there were empty buildings at the time.
Yes.
It was just awful.
Yes.
I mean, and now when you drive downtown, it's completely different.
Yes.
And a lot of people have had a big role in that. Quint Studer being one.
Yep.
The mayors over the years, people with the Downtown Improvement Board. So many people have really made an effort. And now I love going to gallery nights and going downtown and hanging out. There's just so many things to do. All the little shops, all the restaurants, and all the arts. We have so many great arts organizations that are thriving right now.
Yes. Yes.
So you can't go wrong, and it's amazing what they've done. So I can't wait to see I guess they're going to probably do a big opening celebration or something soon.
I would think so, yes.
Or some kind of a ribbon cutting. That'll be fun.
Mm.
That'll be a lot of fun. So what else is happening with Ballinger Publishing? You've got the new issue of Pensacola Magazine out now.
We just last week sent it to the printers. It is the wedding edition, so we have... Not we, the editorial staff have selected the winning. I just want to say that.
Oh, you did. Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Because some of the folks that have entered, I know. don't want them to think that I voted for or against them.
No, no.
I didn't vote.
Okay.
So you're Kelly off said, the hook. These are the ones. This is number one, this is number two, and this is number three.
Uh-huh.
And I think they were a great choice.
I'm excited to see who's on the cover, but I also love the fact that you include everybody who sent pictures in. So you'll be able to see your photos from your wedding or from a family member or friend's wedding in the publication.
Yes.
Which, when does that hit the newsstands, typically?
It'll be probably early next week.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, it's a little delayed because the process of the wedding thing just... And we want to do it properly.
Right, right.
And we threw open qualification time a little bit, and so we finished up with a lot of good entries, and it's going to be an exciting copy, which will be here, as I say, probably early next week.
Okay. Well, this is an exciting development. I can't wait to see who the cover is going to be.
I would tell you who won, but I'd have
Don't
to.
Do it. Yeah, that would spoil the surprise.
Yes.
Talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And he is the expert on publishing and on so many things. But the thing that I love about Malcolm is that he's also a person who has really dedicated himself to this community. If you don't know Malcolm, and maybe you just know him from this show, we were just discussing, I think I've known him over 20 years now.
I think it's been 25 years.
Yeah, I think so too, at least. And so he has been on the journey with me as I've put on different hats over the years, but just a very supportive friend, number one. But also, I've witnessed him being so involved in this community, from Rotary Club to serving on boards to a special council on aging, for example, and the opera, and being so involved in supporting all these organizations. And I just love to see people when they come, that they transition here and then become part of the family of Pensacola. And you have certainly done that.
You're making me blush.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not just saying that. It's the truth.
Well, thank you.
It is the truth.
I do it because I enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. There are certain people in this community that are sort of ambassadors for Pensacola in a very positive way. So I would certainly put you in that group, you know. Just saying.
Thank you.
Just saying. So if you have a question for Malcolm or anything to do with Ballinger Publishing or something on your mind, just text it in at 850-437-1620.
Now, I should mention also we have coming up, which will be probably the week after, will be our special real estate edition of Business Climate.
Oh, that sounds like that'll be interesting.
It talks about all of the construction real estate, commercial and residential, that's happening in the Pensacola area. And because you don't have to go around town or around Pensacola too many times to see that the building that's going on is just monumental. I mean, you turn every corner and there's something going up.
I was actually driving somewhere over the weekend, and I went down... I guess it's the street that's right in front of the Wahoo Stadium. I took a ride onto Villers.
Main Street onto
there.
Villers.
Uh-huh. And then going up to Villers, I was shocked at all of the buildings and new homes and everything.
Yes.
All the way up, they're completely different. And then going on the west side, there were so many new homes, and it was amazing. I was really surprised.
And, of course, you saw the apartment, two apartment blocks.
Yes.
Opposite, not not quite opposite the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Right,
but
right.
I guess on the old wastewater.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly where it was.
I forget how many people that's going to house, but it's many hundreds.
It's got to be a lot.
So that's a lot of people that live very close to downtown.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot of. It's going to be great. It's going to be a really good thing. So that was amazing. So it's a constantly changing. It really is.
Yes. And not only in the downtown area. It's you go west over the Bio Chico Bridge, which, of course, gets into the county. There's lots of development going on over there. And north, lots of development.
Okay.
And east, too.
I know. It's everywhere.
I noticed on against Richie's East, across the street there, that apartment is finally going up.
Okay.
It was planned many years ago.
Interesting.
And then stopped, but now it's under construction.
Interesting. Okay, we got a text in from one of our listeners, Bruce. Good morning to you, Bruce. Thanks for listening to Pep Talk.
Oh, Bruce is a regular listener.
He is, and he says, Malcolm, thanks for Friday's tickets to the Ice Flyers. It was a great game with a fight starting 5 seconds into the game.
Oh, I am surprised.
5 seconds in, shocker. And the Ice Flyers winning 5-2 after leading 4-0. So thanks again. And then he has an American flag, hockey stick, in Canada.
Oh, well, great.
So, yeah, well, that's good.
I really get a lot of pleasure out of people enjoying those tickets.
Well, and thank you, Malcolm, because during the season, he gives the tickets away every week, so that's pretty fun, too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. It's going to be a good week this week. Got a new month coming around. Be careful now in a couple of days because it will be, you know what, April Fool's Day.
Yes.
So be careful. Just don't believe everything you hear. It's not going to be tomorrow. It'll be Tuesday. Wait, Wednesday.
No, Wednesday morning.
Yeah, Wednesday morning. Mm. So just a heads up.
Okay.
Okay. Just, you know, let you know. So we've got you can reference Downtown Crowd to find out what's happening in the remainder of the month.
Yep.
And the new issue is coming out.
Actually, it will be delivered tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay, great.
For the
month of April.
For the month of April.
Excellent. And you can also, kind of cool to know, you can go to ballingerpublishing.com, and if you go there, you can actually download a digital copy, and it's like flipping through the magazine.
Yes.
But you can do that on your phone.
Yes.
Which is great. I kind of love that because sometimes you can't find a copy or you're running around and you're busy and you just haven't had a chance to pick one up.
Every publication is on the website in the flipbook version, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get lots and lots of views every month. And it's really becoming a bigger part of Ballinger Publishing
is the
digital side.
It's the wave of the future. Everybody's online.
You think?
Yeah, well, I'm a little slow on the uptake, okay? I'm proud of myself now that I'm texting better and more and more often. So, but it's been great to have you on the show this morning, and we've got that issue. We've got the April Pensacola Magazine issue coming up and Business
Climate. Wedding edition, yes.
The wedding edition. Mm. Can't wait to see it. It's going to be fun.
And the Business Climate real estate issue.
Yeah.
And other good stuff to come, as they say.
Yeah. Well, it's springtime already, and it's supposed to be a little bit of rain this week, but I'm kind of welcoming it. It's been so dry.
Yes. Yes, we badly need some rain.
Okay. All right, sir.
All right.
See you around the community.
It's great to see you.
You too. Malcolm Ballinger here with Ballinger Publishing. And again, you can go to ballingerpublishing.com and download any issue of his publications. And he's here every Monday around 9:30-ish. Just to talk about the community and what's going on, and most of all, talking about Ballinger Publishing. Okay, Malcolm, we'll see you next week.
You bet.